I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The former Prime Minister of Pakistan, Imran Khan, has been charged under the Anti-Terrorism Act. He appeared in court on Thursday. Khan's been accused of insulting public officials, including a female judge, and violating a ban on public gatherings. Back in April, Khan's political opponents managed to remove him from office, Nehemiah with FMI says.
The standoff in Pakistan between former Prime Minister Khan and the government is trailing into most dangerous game of chicken, where each side is taunting the other, and any move by one escalates into more drastic step by other.
Khan enjoys massive support in the public eye, and some worry that his arrest could lead to an open revolution. Pray the love of Pakistan's believers will bring hope. And some 800 brothels operate in the city of Athens, Greece. Prostitution is legal in the city, but only a third of these brothels are legally registered. Unregistered sex workers face many additional dangers, including abuse and disease. That's why AMG International operates a safe house in Athens to help women leave the trade. Brian Dennett says it was started by Dina, an AMG missionary who spent years helping women at the brothels.
It's really leading women to discover their worth, their value, their identity in Christ, and then to be restored through him. We heard from Dina just last week. She was sharing about three women that had just made the commitment to completely leave prostitution to seek this recovery.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.